Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1607 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. N described her costume to my friend, who said, "That's right, she was wearing clothes of that kind." Eighth ground, Mrs. Carrie Smith, sworn for the state. On Monday night, April 20th, 1914, at about 10 o'clock, I was standing at a winer stand immediately in the rear of the Metropolitan Club building near the corner of South Forsyth and West Mitchell Streets. A man who had introduced himself to me, who had been passing under the name of Maddox, and who represented himself to be a book agent and said he was at work getting up a book, came riding by in an automobile which stopped in front of the entrance of the Metropolitan Club. In this automobile, there were one or two other men. I cannot remember exactly, but I think there were two other men. At any rate, some of them got out of the automobile and went into the entrance of the Metropolitan Club, and this man Maddox came up to where I was. He bought him a wainer. This is the man who said to me that he was an agent and was getting up a book on the Frank case, and that his commission on the book would be $4, and he told me if I would sign a certain paper which he brought to me, he would give me one half of his commission. I refused to sign the paper. I formerly worked off and on 3 years for the National Pencil Company and knew Leo M. Frank well. I was well acquainted with his general character and reputation. I will state that his character and reputation are and were, prior to the murder of Mary Fagan, bad. I have read over my evidence as given on the trial of Leo M. Frank and say that the same is true. I was present when 12 or 15 girls were in the office of Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey in the Kimball House, the day we were sworn in the case against Leo M. Frank. This was the first and only time that the Solicitor General ever talked to me. He stated that the law only allowed certain questions to be asked and that there were certain answers, one way or the other, to be given. He put the questions, viz. First, are you acquainted with the general character and reputation of Leo M. Frank? If there were any present who did not answer that yes, it was only one or two, as certainly most everyone present they were. He then put the question, is that character good or bad? And the girls answered, including myself, that Frank's character and reputation was bad.